Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Hello, Savvy Scribes. Welcome to another episode. Today, we're talking about creating a process for your content that you can replicate to make it a system for you that's going to allow you to write the same types of content over and over without it feeling stale or repetitive to you. So, I'm also going to help you stay on track with some deadlines, which a lot of writers, especially new ones, can struggle with from time to time.
Savvy Scribe Podcast,
a podcast for healthcare professionals who are interested in starting their own health writing businesses.
I'm Janine, a registered nurse and your host. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, mom to these two incredible boys, wife to my best friend, and owner of two crazy Great Danes. I help nurses discover freelance writing as an extra income opportunity with help from my guests. Join us over on Facebook in the group Savvy Nurse Writer Community, or SavvyNurseWriter.com to join our course and membership to create your own profitable writing business.
Enjoy the show!
So many people think that they need a lot of technical knowledge to succeed in this world of content marketing. However, this, I tell you, my friends, is not the case. So I'm going to help you today hash out five ways to help you create a process, starting with landing your client. Here we go. Number one, get to know your client. When you schedule an onboarding call with a client, the best thing you could do, ready? Here it is. Not take notes, not talk, ask questions, but be the best listener you can be with those strategic questions. You want to know who your client's direct competitors are, maybe their ideal client, their goals with content, because when you create content, you want to have their goal in mind and other pertinent information that you think might be helpful for them. The next thing you want to look at are their competitors, right? So we're talking about we're asking them, what are your direct competitors? Who are they? Then you're going to go to their competitors and think about, you know, ideas that you can pitch to your client by looking and getting inspired by their competitors' websites. Why? This isn't to like steal ideas from competitors, blah, blah, blah. What you want to know is how and what is working best right now across the industry. So if they have a competitor who's doing something that is interesting and you notice a lot of eyes are going on it or it's shared a lot, that's how you know it's working. So how can you recreate it in your client's vision to really work for your client? Okay. The next thing is strategize the content. So if you need to talk to your client again, it's okay. Hop on another call if you need to with the client. Hash out some content for them for the next 3 months or so. Then you'll be able to keep them as a client for a little while. So you're not just doing one or two content ideas. You start with 3 months and you know you can deliver on that. And then the next 3 months, it's seamless for them. Then after we do all those, the fourth tip I have for you guys is you finally get to write, okay? So notice we're already on number four and we haven't even started to write yet. If you have a client who just wants to assign work, you still have some work to do. In this writing step that I'm giving you, you still have some research. When you research the topic, you have to, again, find what's working that's out there and work your piece a little bit differently. There's a quote out there by Mark Twain that says, "There's no such thing as a new idea. It is impossible. We simply take a lot of old ideas and put them into some sort of mental kaleidoscope. We give them a turn and they make new and curious combinations. We keep on turning and making new combinations indefinitely, but they are the same old pieces of colored glass that have been in use through the ages. So then you can create your outline based on your research. Then, my friend, you get to write. Write it ugly. Then go back and edit. Send it to your editor. Yep, you should have hired an editor by now. I've told you that before. Makes you a great writer. And then, my friend, you have a piece of great content. And the final step, the fifth step I have here to create a process for your content is to send it off. When you send it to a client, you can add a little something special by including maybe some social media captions for them. Remind them to use your piece as something more than just a blog post. That is it, my friends. That's what I have for you today. Start creating processes to systemize your content creation so that it can work for you and your client in a seamless manner. Check us out over at SavvyNurseWriter.com. If you want more in-depth tips, you want more in-depth trainings, join our membership. Really sink all this content in. But I will tell you, friends, there's over hundreds of episodes of this podcast now. Take a nugget of this and go forth and conquer the world with it. Conquer your business. Start your business. Whatever it is, don't get sucked into this content so much that it paralyzes you from actually starting your writing business. All right, that's all. I will talk to you guys soon. Thanks so much for listening. If you love what you're hearing, please do a little review over on iTunes. Take care.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.